Oh, wonderful. So I'm going to get us started, Jennifer, with a connection. So take a nice deep breath, everyone. And exhale. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just feel just relaxing into the sensations and feelings of your expanded essence. Just allowing it to flow effortlessly, easily. Expanding, expanding, connecting and rippling easily. And just notice the energy of right here, right now, and what's here for you in this topic, in this summit of energy of Jennifer and Adela and everyone who's on this call, everyone who will listen in on the replay, beyond time and space, everyone who is connected and up for resonance in life, in business, in consciousness. Feeling the no separation, the web of connection expanding more and more and more and more. Just feeling your essence streaming into infinity, collectively, with the essence of each one of us. Knowing that in our collective connection, the potential is immense, and more is possible for each one of us and all. One more deep breath. And exhale. And just feel yourself easily open, flowing. One more deep breath. Exhale. Feel the palpable connection to life. One more deep inhale. And exhale. And just feel your essence rising into its full magnificence, its full potential, filling everything, everyone, everywhere, touching all, and everything being more because of it. Thank you. So just notice your intellect. We're going to get into a conversation, but just notice that this energy that we are and that we engage in this call is here and it's present. And so we're going to engage in a conversation, but we're going to be the energy of the conversation also. And today's conversation is really juicy. It's with Jennifer McLean, and it's how to quickly release obstacles to your business and find your true gifts. So Jennifer McLean is a healer, speaker, author, and entrepreneur. And she's trained in several modalities of healing, including energetic and soul therapies. She was included in The Secret's featured teacher, Joe Vitale's best-selling book, The Key, covering her own body dialoguing healing system. She's also been included in the book, Who Do You Think You Are?, with Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, and John Gray, and is included in a new HarperCollins book, The Vision Board Book, which is due out, which actually launched in October of 2008. She also published her own book, The Big Book of You, and that was released in November of 2008 and sold out. And she spent many, many years in corporate America as a marketing communications specialist and created the groundbreaking marketing system, Credibility Branding. And she wrote a book about this strategy called The Credibility Factor. She's also the host of the mega popular hit Healing with the Masters program. And she has interviewed anybody who's anybody in spirituality and personal transformation and just the evolutionary movement. People like Marianne Williamson, Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, Greg Braden, Judith Orloff, James Redfield, and just too many folks to mention. Jennifer, I'm so excited to have you here today.
Well, I thank you so much. I'm delighted to be part of this series, Adela. You do a really great job with your series, and I think this is a very important topic and very important for many people, and I'm glad that you're incorporating business with spirituality because you can't do one without the other.
you know you can, and I found that
and be successful, I should
say, exactly.
And be happy and fulfilled. You can do it without it, but do you want to be happy and fulfilled and peaceful? Then it's really cool to understand who you are and what you are.
Yeah, and I came to this through my own experience of, you know, being in the closet about it, you know. I was an in-the-closet energy worker.
Me too.
You know, and it just felt so yucky. And I was so afraid, you know, to step out and do it. And at the time, I was working at a coaching community. And I was so afraid. And then I did my, you know, my exercise that I just started off with, a breathe, relax, expand. And lo and behold, people loved it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. And, you know, what happens is that the more that you really step into who you are, the more that your natural gifts can actually arise.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you don't struggle as much. You know,
that's
it's
right.
It's not this difficult thing. I think the thing that really makes it hard is having these separate pockets of who you are and not being congruent.
That's right. You know, when I was in corporate America, I had a part-time healing practice for almost 20 years. And, you know, some years I didn't have it and some years I did. And I always worked with friends and family. And they had no idea. I never shared it. Mm-hmm. And when I left corporate America, I finally decided that I was going to pursue this healing stuff. And I was terrified because I didn't think you could make any money as a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have proven myself wrong beyond a shadow of a doubt. That is true. That is so not true. I am doing better than I ever, ever did in corporate America. And I am my own boss with my own hour as well. Unfortunately, these days, I don't have all that many of my own hours, but this is also the challenge of being an entrepreneur, that you can grow really fast, and I've grown a little bit faster than my infrastructure can handle, and so I am working a little bit harder than I would like, but again, I get to use that. You know, it's all part of this wonderful adventure we all are on called life that includes business, and we get to create new opportunities for ourselves, and so I always thought I had to be a one-woman show, and I'm now at a point where I can't possibly do this on my own. And I've created these remarkable people that have just shown up and said, I'll help. And now I have the infrastructure that creates the revenue, that creates the opportunity to pay other people. And now I can support other people in their businesses, and there's a couple of people out there who are just off the charts awesome, who have never done extremely well in their business, and now they are helping me, and I get to pay them a whole bunch of money. And then they get to expand their business. I get to recommend them to other people. It's just it's so cool when you're congruent with your business. And you can be congruent in this industry, too, in the human potential movement industry in particular, and generate great income for your business, great income for yourself as a result, and support a lot of other businesses in the process. I had no idea when I got into this and exactly how successful this would be. Nor did I understand that by being successful, I get to allow and promote a lot of other people to be successful as well. And that's the opportunity for creating a business that you're passionate about, that you're congruent with, that you can not only have a great life, which was part of my intention, but you can create a great life for everyone. It's the coolest frickin' thing.
You know, it really is because, you know, one of the things that I think frustrated me for a really long time and almost got me to the point where I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this healing stuff anymore,
you
know, was that so many of the people that I knew were struggling.
Yes.
Yeah, including myself. Hello. Because I had a corporate job too at the time, and one of the things that you don't even think of, and we've all heard these phrases, we've read the books, you know, how you are the ripple, how you affect other people, but I started getting this thought. I was like, wow, wouldn't it be really interesting if those of us that were really conscious, really heart centered, really, really in service and really caring, because there's a gazillion of us everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, the planet is so populated with healers and light workers and people who really care.
Yes.
What would happen if we had the money?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there's this weird little notion out there in the marketplace and in the minds of even some of the healers that I've experienced through my own business, is that they are somehow not supposed to make money. Now, this is not about making money. This is about energy exchange.
Mm-hmm.
This is about understanding what your gifts are and honoring your gifts by being by receiving a like energy exchange. We talked about this a little bit on my show I did recently with Eric Pearl, and a lot of people were incredibly plugged in, like, how dare you? And it's like, how dare I not? How dare I not generate an income for myself that allows me to be full? How dare I not generate an income for myself that allows me to pay others and allow them to have an income that pays their rent and pays for their school child's education? Why is it okay for Procter & Gamble to make money and not me, who's offering a service that's
mm-hmm.
greater, I think, than
mm-hmm.
Procter & Gamble, a service of servicing souls? How could we not generate income for ourselves?
Yeah. Well, that, I think that is the big paradigm shift that's really being called for here,
mm-hmm.
you know, is for folks who are in the business of transformation to be profitable.
Yes, but, you know, then there's the other side of the coin, which is there's a balance in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's Enron, right?
Right.
And then there's Ben & Jerry's.
Right.
Right. Ben & Jerry's is a wonderful company that serves its employees. It only works with sustainable farmers, you know, I mean, and Whole Foods, another one. Great company that has very, very specific filters for who they'll work with. Great company. And then there's Enron. Right, and then there's the Ponzi scheme. So there's the two dynamics within all of this. There's two dynamics within every industry. There are the people who are out. There are people who are leaders in this industry who are out for money. There are people who are in this industry who are out to be of service and generate a really decent income. So within everything, there's a paradox. There's a light and a dark. And all of those things, from my perspective, are opportunities for us to choose. Whenever I hear about, you know, there's been a lot of uproar recently about James Ray, for example. You know, there's an opportunity for all of us when things like this show up. This is a huge healing. What happened with James
mm-hmm.
Ray is a huge healing for all of us. But we also get to choose what path do we want to go down and who do we want to interact with. There's no judgment in that. We get to just choose who we want to interact with. That talks about who we want to choose to partner with in our business, who we want to choose as our customers. You know, all of this becomes a choice for us, and all the things that show up for us become an opportunity. Now, this is part of the healing work that I do. Everything that shows up becomes a healing opportunity. Everything that shows up, positive and negative, is a clear, complete, holographic, perfected reflection of you. Everything. So if something challenging is showing up in your business, it's showing up because there's an aspect of you that's ready to be explored, noticed, paid attention to, acknowledged, conversed with, and released. If something wonderful is showing up, it is an absolute, pure, perfect reflection of you as well. I was talking with someone the other day, another spiritual leader in the industry who's really doing some wonderful things. And she says, it's so weird, I'm attracting and surrounded by these unbelievably talented people in the form of artists and musicians and so on. And I just turned to her and I said, well, that's you. That's you.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, you know, those of us who are on a spiritual path forget that part, that the beautiful, wonderful things that are showing up are us as well. And it's really important for us to pause and celebrate those people and things and events that show up that are positive. So many times we're on this, especially as entrepreneurs, we get single focused. We go, there's the goal. And the stuff that shows up, it's like, well, there's another one, and we throw that in the basket of accomplishments. Instead of having a beautiful trophy case of accomplishments set up that we can look at and say, that brought me to that. And then it would be fun if we could create another trophy case of challenges that led us to those accomplishments.
Yeah.
Because every single challenge we've had in our life has led to an accomplishment. Everything that we have, quote-unquote, overcome has allowed us to find a measure of achievement. Business and relationships are two of the areas in your life that will drive you to the most amazing and interesting insights into who you are as a human and who you're moving into and the dreams that you're trying to accomplish. the reflection of the challenges and the celebrations are all part of that journey. And so what I usually say is use the challenges that are showing up. If you are being challenged in your business right now, feel it, use it. Would you mind if I took everyone through a little?
I was going to ask you to take us through something because I know you do this stuff so brilliantly. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do this for business right now, and it's going to be a twofold thing. Because we're doing it early enough in the show, I'll probably take about 20 minutes. Will that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So the first fold thing that we're going to do is we're going to just move into our bodies right now and explore through the technique that I've developed over the last 20 years or so called body dialogue. If you're interested in that technique, the best way actually is a lovely overview that Joe Vitale invited me to create for his book, The Key. There's 10 different processes that were covered in that book, and one of them is my body dialoguing system, and it's a nice overview. So, then we're also going to do a little exploration of our gifts and discover what our gifts are. Both of these are included in a special workshop that I did at a much greater length over the period of 4 days that I believe we're going to be talking about a little bit later tonight. So
yes.
If you're interested in that, in delving into this process we're about to do a little bit further, then you might be interested in that product. So let's in this moment, everyone, just take a breath. That was a beautiful centering that Adela did for us. So all of us are in a really lovely place right now. And there's about 20 people right now on the call that are completely multitasking. So if you could stop and give yourself this 20 minutes, you will be glad you did. That's the other thing that we as entrepreneurs need to do, is stop multitasking at certain points during the day and just allow ourselves to completely be. It's a really important thing because it creates space to create. When we're constantly in doing mode, we can't create. And when we can't create, we aren't in flow. When we're not in flow, we're not allowing the new and the opportunities to show up. So for those who are, yeah, there we go. For those who are, there's two that can't stop, that's okay. You can listen to the call later. So just feel right now into your bodies. That's it. Bring your attention right now into your heart. And I want you to feel your heart right now by actually tapping on it in a heartbeat. Dum-dum. Dum-dum. Tap your chest. That's it. That brings your energy into your heart. And I want you to feel as if your heart has a nose and is breathing. And your breath slows down. And just keep feeling, and just keep tapping, feeling that nose in your heart that is breathing through your heart. That's it. Bring your attention into your heart. When I say things like, that's it, I'm actually feeling the energy, feeling it move in. And oftentimes, especially for women, it's really helpful for us to hear that I'm feeling something that you are too, so that we can all go, oh, I really did feel that. So that's not, there's a purpose for what some of the things that I say here. So just trust that process. Feel your heart. Bring your energy inside. Good. And as you bring your energy inside, feel your tension moving into your heart. You can stop tapping when it feels appropriate and bring your energy inside, in your heart, into the very chamber of your heart. You can see it as actually the physiology, or you can actually see it as energy. Or just sense it, whatever feels right. There we go. Good. Inside your body, inside, right inside. There we go. And now we're going to bring our attention to a place that's even deeper. It's called the sacred chamber. And it's just behind and just below your heart. Good. And this is a sacred chamber that is of your own creation. It is beautiful, perfect. And as we bring our attention into that sacred chamber, you'll almost feel an atmospheric shift and change and stillness. And there's stillness and safety and love, unconditional love and support here for you. This is your deepest place of knowing within your body. Knowing becomes an important piece of the process of creating flow in your life. When you know that you know, then all is possible. And this is the place, the platform of knowing. This is also the place of your deepest connection to source energy. Some of you may be feeling that right now. It's just over there. You can see or sense that source energy, that source connection. It's in every aspect and every cell, but here it's a little bit more pronounced. Good. And now what we're going to do, we're going to take this beautiful energy with us as we explore the body. And right now we're going to move into our bodies. We're going to bring our attention into our bodies. And right now we're going to ask a very important question. We're going to ask our bodies, knowing that the sacred chamber and the energy of support and love and the source connection is with us right now. We ask our body, where in my body am I holding an obstacle to my business? Where in my body am I holding an obstacle to my business? Now, there might be a place of tension, a place of pain, a place of emotional tension or pain. There might be several places that are showing up, but go to the one that's the strongest. There's one in particular that's saying, over here, I really want to talk to you. There it is, right there. So the place in your body that is an obstacle to your business, you're going to bring your attention to that place right now. Adela, can I work with you on this?
Yeah, okay? Absolutely. I got something.
Mm-hmm. So where in your body are you feeling this right now?
I'm in the back of my neck.
Good. Okay, so bring your attention to that place. And the rest of you, I want you to follow along. Adela and I are going to use certain words for her. You use the words that are right for you. So, Adela, what does it feel like and look like at the back of your neck there?
It feels really tight, like I can't move as much to the right.
Good.
And
okay, so there's
and
a
left,
really important language here, can't move.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language of a pattern. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Okay, good. Good. So the rest of you, I want you to feel the language of the pattern that's showing up here right now in the description of what it looks like, feels like in that spot. Very nice. And if there's no language, it's okay. Just feel the sensations of it. Some of us are language-oriented. Some of us are visual-oriented. Feel the vision of it. Okay, so all of us kind of have that place. Can't move, Adela. Can't move. Right. Now, for you, this feels like a birth pattern, and I'm not going to go into birthing right now.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are interested in more of this work, and rebirthing. Birth is the ultimate trauma. And it's our very first trauma, and it's where we establish the energetic patterns within our bodies of the events and experiences we want to live through the pattern of the birth. And so, but what we're going to do right now, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, I do have a membership site where I do body dialogue, and we do rebirthing there, and that's masterworkshealing.com/special. That's actually a half price offer. But for you right now, Adela, I'm going to ask this question that will serve all of you. Okay, so let's just ask this aspect of you right now that can't move and there's pain involved. What does it need? The rest of you ask the aspect of you. What does it need, Adela? Ask it directly. What does it need? As if you're having a conversation with that aspect. What does it need?
I do stuff like this, too, so I got something right away. Support.
Okay.
Support.
Support.
Yeah.
And tell me, what does support look and feel like? It might be describing it energetically. You might be describing it as something that's real in your life.
Yeah, I get definite hits. It means that I don't have to control everything.
Ah. Aha. This is the entrepreneurial plaque. I don't have to control everything. I know this one really well. There are no accidents here. Okay.
No. So
this may be appropriate for many people on the call, but you know, for other people, you might have a different thing. So just go with whatever the sentence that aspect of you shared, which is, you said support.
Yeah.
And then what does it look like and feel like? I don't have to control. Okay, so I want you to now feel, what would it feel like in your life right now to not be in control? What would that look and feel like? The rest of you are asking the same question.
Yeah.
What does it look and feel like?
the first thing that I got was a sensation of freedom.
Right. There we go. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So freedom. I want you to right now feel what freedom feels like. And for those of you who got an answer, it might be love, support, acknowledgement. The goal right now is to actually feel it. Feel freedom right now, Adela. Feel the other aspects that the rest of you are feeling right now. That's it. Good. Can you feel it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yes,
I'm like in this hyper-creational place now.
There you go. That's it. That's the space. That's the space.
Yeah.
Feel that right now again. Everyone feel. There we go. Can you feel the energy of the call expanding?
Yeah.
The frequency is increasing on the whole call. So freedom. Feel it. If you have another word, feel that word. Just feel the energy of it. And what we're doing right now is we are creating what I call a vibrational blueprint. This is the blueprint of what works for you. We're creating almost a memory muscle in the form of this blueprint. And so our goal right now is to feel it, feel freedom, feel it, allow it to expand through your whole body. And now I want you to picture a day in the life of what it would look like for Adela to move through the world in freedom. And again, for the rest of you, whatever that word was, whatever that sensation was, what would it look like to have a day in the life? And start to picture that day as if it were a movie. You wake up with this feeling. So you wake up, Adela, with freedom. What does it feel like in your body to wake up with a life that is fully embracing freedom?
Exhilarating.
Yeah. So you go down, what's your routine look like on a day that has freedom?
Oh, God.
It's a different day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different day. The sequence of events that happened were just so different.
Yes. Yes. And I want you to now picture who is in your life. The Adela that embraces and lives fully from freedom. Who's in your life?
Some really juicy people.
Really cool and juicy people that really support you in that freedom and are exploring freedom themselves. Is that true?
Yeah, and they're fun.
And they're fun.
And they're smart. And
smart.
And
they're expanding each other.
Yeah, it's like win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
And so now your day is finishing, and I want you to reflect back on this day of freedom. Really nice. Yeah, there's such, can you feel how calm, the calm energy that's here? It's kind of an of course. Well, of course,
yeah,
this is my life.
Yeah, it's a feeling of completeness. It's like
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
So what we've done right now is we've actually now repatterned it. We've created this new memory muscle. We've inculcated it into your body, into a new pattern, into a new vibrational blueprint. This thing that you just experienced today, every one of you, take this experience. And if you haven't bought the series, buy her series, buy it for this exercise that you can listen to again and again and again. And every day, this took, I think, about 7 minutes. You can give yourself 7 minutes. Every day, take 7 minutes and feel the feelings of the word that is for you. In Adela's case, it was freedom. Feel those feelings, because what we're doing is we're creating the vibrational resonance of that life, and guess what shows up? When we are in a place of knowing that we know, everything that we know shows up. That's how it works. The very simplest explanation of all of this is that we are divine beings of love and light, and when we recognize that and know that as often as possible, that is what shows up. So we just created a new little vibrational blueprint of who you really are as an entrepreneur and as a business person and as a person. And the obstacle, if you have, you can do the obstacle exercise over and over again too. There's lots and lots of them that each of us come to the planet with, and that we each of us have created for ourselves through the traumas of our life. Trauma gets held in the body. And the reason it gets held in the body is not because it's bad. It's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's being held in the body so that we don't have to continually live with the trauma. It's holding it for us, protecting us against it. And it protects it against us, against it until we're ready. And guess how we know we're ready, Adela?
It shows up.
It shows up as usually a challenge.
Yeah.
A challenge reflecting the pattern that's
yeah.
ready to be explored. So
yeah.
what we did today was we explored that obstacle. So the next part of this I'd like to do is to explore our gifts. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just go into another process here. Bring your attention back into that beautiful sacred chamber. And I want you to notice something. Every time we do this, the sacred chamber seems to brighten a little bit. Is that true for you?
Yeah.
Adela?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Every time we acknowledge an aspect of our bodies love, love, love when we do this so much. Because then they get to let go of the thing they've been holding for years. And then everything brightens and lightens, including the frequency. So as we bring our attention back into that beautiful sacred chamber that is in the center of our being. Ah, there we are. And in this beautiful sacred chamber, we feel again that beautiful stillness and love and support and that remarkable connection to source energy is here. And as we feel that and know that and sense that, that's it. I want you to notice that within the sacred chamber, your sacred chamber may be a building, may be a chapel, may be a cave, whatever it is, it's fine. But within the sacred chamber, there are also universes. There are also rooms. So there's a room just over there that we're going to, and there's a big sign on the door that says, My Gifts. And we're going to enter that room. And as you walk in, I want you to, it's really great to feel it when people open the door to their gifts. It always gets me a little emotional because it's so beautiful. It's so spectacular. And as you walk in that room, you may see something concrete. You may see something that is just essence, just energy, just raw light. All of it is fine. All of it is your gifts. Some of those gifts may have manifested into something. You may see a book. You may see a business. You may see a product. All of it is there. And within each product and book is also the same energy of light. And for those of you who may not have a product or a book, you're seeing and sensing the energy. And what I want you to know is by sensing the energy of the essence of your gift, you are giving it energy and light. I want you to see that as you observe it in awe, appreciate your gift, your gifts, as you appreciate that beautiful light that is the emanation of you as source energy. That's what your gifts are. As you see that beautiful light that is you, that's you. And appreciate that. You can't judge that. That is gorgeous. That is you. And as you appreciate it, it grows. And as you appreciate it and acknowledge it, it expands. And as it expands, it materializes. Now, it may not materialize before your eyes in this moment, but feeling into the gift itself and acknowledging allows it to become clearer in the days and weeks and months ahead. So what we're going to do right now is just feel your gifts. Again, for some of you, they may just be raw light. For others of you, they might be raw light plus some of the gifts that are already equal or already expressed today. And we're going to feel the essence of these gifts now. And there might be quite a few of them, and it's okay to expand all of them. So as we appreciate and they expand, I want you to watch them expand, just like a ripple in a still pond. They're going to ripple out into the world. And as you watch that ripple, that beautiful expansion of the light, it might be a bubble, it might be a ripple, whatever it is for you is perfect. And as you watch it expand out into the world, and it moves into the world, and it moves into the world, and expands farther and farther and farther out. Every time it expands a little bit further, it touches someone. And it reminds me of a scent. You know, when you're in the mall and you walk by Mrs. Fields,
mm-hmm.
and you go, oh, well, what is that smell? And you stop. Or you might just walk by and go, oh, wow, yeah, that's really a good smell. And I might go get one. Here's what's happening with your gifts. As you pull that appreciated and that energy expands and moves into the world, simply because you are a being of light and your gifts are moving into the world all the time. And now with the appreciation, it moves with consciousness and expansion. That it creates that sniff and people go, what is that? And they turn towards the light of your gift. And they feel the gift. They're attracted to the gift. These are your customers. And your customers are now being drawn in to your gifts. And as you feel them, now I want you to feel them actually experiencing your gifts. You can either feel them experience the actual product or the business that you have, or you can feel them experience the raw essence, the raw light of the gift as it expresses itself in the world. I want you to see there's hundreds and hundreds of them now, gathered around experiencing your gifts. I want you to feel, what do they feel like if you were to put yourselves in their shoes? What does it feel like to be them experiencing your gifts? Oh my God, isn't that remarkable?
Mm.
Look how you have changed them, how you've guided them, how you've served them. Watch their light expand. And now as your light expands, it expands their life. As their light expands, it expands those around them. Can you see how we change the world with our gifts?
Yeah.
So feel the other person growing, expanding because of your gifts. Feel them. That is also a reflection of you. Feel the people in your life that have expanded you. Feel the gratitude in your heart for those who have helped you, those whose products and services have guided and helped you. Now feel that same energy from your customers. See how grateful they are. Now here's the really cool part. They love you. They love your gifts. They're so appreciative. They can't wait to pay you. It's an energy exchange. You gave them your gifts. They give you money. They give you financial fair exchange. And here's the really cool part. You start seeing the pile of money. Fair financial exchange, just energy, piling up behind you. And here's the really cool part. Now you can pay other people to serve you and support you. You can pay your vendors. You can pay support teams. You can pay all these people. And they get to now experience the joy of your gifts through your fair financial exchange with them and experience their gifts. And now this becomes a beautiful, perfect, divine dance of giving and receiving. And by owning and acknowledging and experiencing your gifts, you are helping to heal the world. And just feel that beautiful exchange now that's happening. That perfect exchange of giving and receiving. No blocks, no obstacles, just you, your gifts, your customers experience the gifts, them giving you beautiful income, you sharing that income because other people have their gifts that you want to give, pay them for their gifts. It's perfect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So now just bring your attention back now into the sacred chamber, back into the room of the gifts. Back to the moment where you can see all of it. And I want you to see how those gifts are now brighter. Some of them may be more more in matter. Some of those gifts, even if you don't know what it is, bring your attention to this area often and watch how those gifts change and alter. And some of them will become clear and evident as to what they are. And now we're just going to walk out of that room of gifts. We're going to place our hand on that beautiful door and just say thank you. Thank you for the gifts that I am.
Thank you.
And we bring ourselves back into the sacred chamber. And then we bring our attention back into the room. And there we go.
Didn't wasn't really quite ready to come back, so some of me is still lingering in there, Jennifer.
That's okay, too.
I can be there and here.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's another thing. We just created a new muscle memory, a new blueprint for understanding what our gifts are and reveling and appreciating our gifts. And when we do that daily, it makes a big difference in every aspect of our life, but especially our business.
Yeah, and I would even say, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I've noticed about knowing who I am, right, is this practice of when something happens that seems like kind of funky, you know, it could be anything. It could be an email. It could be, you know, something that doesn't... Right. It could be so now. I swear, you know, when I get those emails now, Jennifer, I actually smile because I get the energy where it's coming from.
Yes.
And I open and I gift the energy of the potential. And you know, it shifts it. It shifts it instantly.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I get those emails and I still get plugged in to this day, you know, I still get plugged in sometimes when I get those unkind emails from people who are accusing me of something that doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And if I get plugged in, it's mine.
Yeah.
And if I don't, it's not. And I get to use the moment. I get to use it once again to say, ah, okay, this is an obstacle that I am ready to release.
Exactly. So this process that you just led us through, and I have processes like this myself. I love your processes. That sacred chamber, I mean, mine at first looked like something medieval, like some golden, like, heart, and it was, like, really solid and hard. And then it turned into a crystalline form, which was so extraordinary, which occupied all the inside of me, and I expanded to accommodate it.
Yes.
It was so glorious. But the thing is that every time that something comes up for us, that we think that there's something wrong, or it's the other person, or they're, you know, whatever the yada yada is, if we do something like this, it just, first of all, it shifts your energy so that you can really see what is actually occurring.
Well, yeah, someone shows up and does something. You, at that moment, can choose. There's the body dialogue is a great way. So you can go into your body and say, where am I feeling this right now? Where am I feeling this? And then you get to say to that aspect, you know, there's a couple of questions, which is, what does it look like? Describe it to yourself. What is it that you need? Feel what it needs. And ask the question, what does it look and feel like to feel that need? So that's the very simple body dog. But anything will work. EFT works beautifully. Byron Katie's The Work works beautifully. The Sedona method is lovely. Ho'oponopono is one of my favorites. I use that constantly. I go to bed every night doing Ho'oponopono for my whole list and for myself. And I wake up every morning doing Ho'oponopono. And it's a nice, it's a beautiful clearing system as well. And if you're interested in Ho'oponopono, I have an audio series that's also available on my website. But it's, these things are all opportunities. That's what they are. They all show up as opportunities for us to excavate and clear and clean our soul. Excavate and clear and clean the traumas that we have brought to our experience in this lifetime to explore. So none of the traumas are wrong. None of it's bad or broken. It all just is, and it's all of it, without exception. Every single thing in our life is there to serve us. Every single thing that shows up is there to serve us. So everything in your business is occurring to serve you. And it might serve you into another business.
Exactly.
It might serve you into another job. It might serve you to – one of the things that I learned when I was working in corporate America at a job – was that I could have, instead of walked away and dropped it all and gone into poverty, I was making a very healthy six-figure income. Instead of walking away from that, I could have changed it so that it would have served me so that I could generate income to start the business I have now. But I chose to move into something extreme and move into poverty so I could help other people, I suspect now, move out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that. You don't have to walk away from your jobs. You don't have to do any of that. You can change your job by changing your mind about your job. You can change your business by changing your mind about your business. So here's another thing. If you just simply look at your partners and your customers as people who are sparks of the divine just like you, doing the best that they can, that no one's out to get you or harm you or be mean to you or victimize you, is just a bunch of souls bumping into each other that we've all agreed to in advance, then we can move out of that place of they're wrong and they suck into a place of, well, they're doing the best they can. And now I can kind of see their point of view and, well, maybe there is something I could change. Or maybe I could just change my attitude about them. And I'm telling you, I've seen this hundreds of times now, working with so many souls with the same kind of material. When we change our mind about someone, they change.
Mm-hmm.
I have people in my life right now, you know, who will be in my life for the rest of my life, because that's kind of how we created it. And so those people, others see them as quite dysfunctional. And I don't experience any of the dysfunction. Even though everyone else seems to, mm-hmm. I don't. And the only reason I don't is because my vibrational resonance simply won't allow it. And if they want to remain in my life, which they do, it's not a conscious decision they've made either. I'm not forcing them to behave a certain way. I just have a vibrational resonance that they choose to be part of, and they show up differently for me. And that's the same thing can happen with customers and a boss. All of it can shift if you change your mind about it. And when I say mind, I say heart. I mean heart. When you change your heart about it, your mind is in partnership with your heart, but your heart's in charge.
Wonderful. One of the questions that I've been getting, we just started this week,
yes.
But one of the questions that I've been getting over and over, just because we've got a lot of folks, Jennifer, who are, holistic practitioners, healers, people that are, not in the regular stream mm-hmm. of things. And one gal actually asked me about, she does psychic readings, mm-hmm. and so I was wondering how you would address when what you're doing is not like a hard skill. It's not like we're teaching people how to, build a website.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually working in the field of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking to translate that into your business, what's some of the things that you can do to really define it so that it's recognizable?
Okay. There's a couple things. From a very practical perspective, go out and see how other people are describing their businesses that are similar.
Mm.
That's really practical. Go look at other people who are successful and their websites and start gathering some of this data and start reading it. And what is resonating with you and the way you do it? So they've already used language that is successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to recreate the wheel here. So go, that's the first thing I would say. Real practical perspective. But then there comes, let's talk about marketing here. So from a marketing perspective, what you want to create are what benefits, benefit statements are the most important statements that are missed by most people who don't understand marketing. How is your audience going to benefit? So the next time you do the exercise of your gifts, feel into the feelings of what your audience is going to experience by experiencing your work. And then what you can do is you can actually virtually, energetically interview them in that moment. What is it that you're experiencing? You're going to get words and dialogue. Your customers, energetically, in that meditation, are going to share with you what it is they're experiencing. That's the words that you can use in your copy. Copy means copywriting is about the content you're going to put on your website. So you can actually do it virtually. The other thing that you can do practically is audit your audience. I have this system. I used to do this. This was part of my foundational practice when I was a marketer freelancing doing credibility branding, is I would go in and I would do a perception audit. And I survey your audience. You ask them, if you were to describe what you experienced from me, if you were telling a friend, what would you tell them? It is absolutely the most authentic copy you can get is when your customers are telling you what they're experiencing. You don't know what you're giving them as much as they do, so let them tell you what it is that they're getting. So do it virtually in the energetic sense of going into a meditation and asking your gifts to go out into the world, and as you're feeling into your customers, ask them in that moment, just like you're asking your body, what is it that you're feeling? How are you benefiting? and then do it in the real world. If you were to describe to your friend how you were experiencing my product, my book, my service, what would you tell them? And they will tell you. A really good way to do it is to actually do it by phone. You know, so many free conference things now. Just get them to record it and find a transcriptor and transcript it, and then you've already got half a page already done for your marketing material. There's one more thing that I would recommend and that I've been doing a lot lately, and it's a bit too extensive to describe in this call, but Genpo Roshi, you might want to look into his work. Bigmind.org is his organization. We did a workshop on Masterworks Healing Membership Site, my membership site I mentioned earlier. And if you're interested in that, it's masterworkshealing.com/special. You'll get a 50% off special with that. We did a 3-time workshop with Genpo Roshi on my show. And one of the things that he talks about is the apex mind. And once you understand his work, I'm just going to give you a little bit of this. Those who are really feel into this if this feels right for you, and explore his work. He's also got some free stuff on his website, bigmind.org. And I talk to the apex mind now all the time when I'm creating my marketing materials, because I'm talking to the aspect of myself that is in full alignment with the human aspect and the infinite aspect. And I ask that aspect, what will my customers experience? How can I best be of service to them? What does the program I'm creating look like? And my highest self is answering. And so when you can ask your highest self, which is the apex mind, I find it better than just your higher self to work through Genpo's model. But when you ask that higher mind, it is telling you exactly the truth, and it's super authentic content. So let me just speak quickly about marketing. There's a lot of healers out there that feel that marketing is somehow evil or manipulative. So here's the truth of it. The truth of it is, do you have a gift? Do you have a gift that is incredibly valuable that will change people's lives? When you get an agreement on both those things, then is it not your excuse me, I'm sorry, someone's calling in. I forgot to take off call waiting. Is it not your bounden duty to get as many people as possible to purchase your product? Are you helping them? And if the answer is yes, which it should be, then it is your duty to get as many people involved to experience your work. Is that true? Right?
Yeah.
So marketing is just a word that's attached to telling people the truth about your product, about what they'll experience. That's it. That's all marketing is. It's just a place for them to go to experience the energy of your words. So energy is imbued in everything. If we are congruent with our gifts that I hopefully helped you to get today, then everything that we say about our gifts is also congruent. And the energy is in every word and every letter. I have a story about this. Mark Romero is someone who I do some collaboration with. He's a sound vibration healing, remarkable man. And he was telling me a story about some scientists from NASA did a study on people who have sound vibration healing in the form of music. And they found Mark and tested him, and they found this other fellow, and they tested him. And both of them tested as high as possible for healing. And this other fella kind of heard this and took the studies from NASA. I mean, great credibility. So there's another thing, credibility, fine points of credibility for your customers so that they will feel energetically aligned with it. Mark had great credibility because he had a NASA scientist validating his music. But the other fellow was also validated, and he got a bit of an ego about it. And he started calling himself a messiah. And 2 or 3 years later, after he was kind of building a little cult based on the content from NASA, they tested him again, and there was no healing vibration in any of his music, including the music they had previously tested.
Wow.
So what that means is that when we are congruent with our gifts, those gifts are emanating energy. The words that we use to describe those gifts in marketing contests are also emanating energy. And all of these things are part and parcel of how we present ourselves into the world. Again, we have to be congruent with our gifts, though, and know that they're real, and know that the people deserve them, and know that we deserve to be paid for them. That's the piece that creates a successful business, is the congruency. And when we're not, it doesn't show up. So marketing is not evil or bad in any way, shape, or form. There's wonderful business models out there, wonderful business models. In fact, many of them that I will share in I share in the product that I will be offering tonight through Adela. And those businesses and business models are not evil. Nothing is evil. Nothing is bad or broken. They are just simply ways to take your gifts and propel them to a huge audience. There's so much more to talk about on this topic.
There
I
is.
Could talk
there
for
is.
Hours and hours
I
about energy and spirituality and business.
Yeah, we're just skimming it here, but it's a start, because if you at least take some of the things from each of these calls and just take some whatever resonates for you and step into it, you're going to be so much further along than you could have possibly imagined. But I want to take one more question, because this is a question I've been seeing throughout the week also that seems to happen with people like us, Jennifer. Actually, Barbara Andrew from Guelph has asked it today, and she says, I have so many things I'm interested in. I can't decide what to do. Mm. So what happens when you're hyper-creational like that, when you've got a gazillion ideas?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that, Jennifer?
That's a good question. You know, let me just think about that for one sec. So I think the key is to listen to the divine whispers, right? The key is to create space for ourselves each day. So someone who has a tremendous amount of ideas but doesn't have follow-through is someone that doesn't have enough space. And in order to create space, you have to create space away from the mind creating and move into silence. Not that the mind creating is bad. The mind creating is part of the partnership. But the mind creating also knows that it needs the space of silence. And when we find silence and space in our life, unoccupied space, really key, unoccupied space, when we create that unoccupied space, we can hear the whispers of the divine telling us what to do next. When I created unoccupied space, I heard the whispers of the divine say, start, do healing with the masters. I created Ellen Britt, who's also, I believe, on your show, that taught me how the business model for how to do healing with the masters. Do you know, I don't know if you know this, Adela, but on the very first call, the very first coaching call, she didn't tell us what it was that we were going to do. She gave us some really good background and information about marketing and online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew immediately what she was talking about, and I started that day. I started inviting guests to Healing with the Masters for my first program in the spring of 2008.
I know, that's when
that's when you and I met.
Yeah, that's how we met.
On Ellen's coaching call. And so, but what I'm saying is that I had unoccupied space that allowed me to hear, do this right now. Do it right now. And I got on the phone right then and called someone. I've heard so many stories. Neil Donald Walsh talked last season on Healing with the Masters about his nephew. Neil got it, or his nephew got it, that he was supposed to go visit his neighbor three doors up. And that he said, come, let's go visit my neighbor three doors up. No reason why, no idea why then, but in that moment, the guy that was to become his nephew's boss was visiting his neighbor. Listen to the whispers. Listen to the nudges. Don't dismiss them. That is what allows us and create the space and the silence to hear those whispers.
Yeah.
That is what creates the space for us to take that information and then move out into the world. And it's a phased approach, you know. It's like the first time I did Healing with the Masters, I did well. But, you know, now I'm doing huge.
Right.
In comparison. And
right.
It's an iterative process, and it builds on top of it one another. And it may not seem like something that has anything to do with your business. But if you're getting the nudge, it's real. Take the nudge.
Yeah, I say follow the energy.
That's right.
Because when you do, it's you know, it's like that whole series of synchronicities starts occurring, and things will just, you know, you'll just, it won't be hard. It's not, and sometimes those nudges or the whisper, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be something, you know, kapow. It can,
yes.
but there's a feeling that it's magnetic.
That's right. And when we're congruent with our gifts,
mm-hmm.
and when we're honoring that congruency, and we're honoring that we have gifts, we're honoring that we're going to have customers, we're honoring that those customers get to pay us a fair financial exchange, the things that show up after that are the real incredible opportunities that you can move on, move with. And I mean, Natalie Nedwall was on my show recently. She created the Mind Movies. It was such a cool interview because it was an absolute case study in what we're talking about.
Mm.
She, her friend, showed her how to do this mind movie. He just did it. It was just a hobby. She loved it. She thought it was the coolest thing ever and shared it with a couple of friends who thought it was the cool thing ever. And she said, well, gee, I wonder if I could create this for more people. So she created this little program that allowed other people to create their own, and it spread like wildfire. James Redfield book, same thing. He got the nudge to write the book, The Celestine Prophecy. And then that, and gave it to friends, who gave it to friends, who gave it to friends. And after a year and a half, it sold 1.2 million. And it got published with a real publisher. Now, James Redfield book, lovely as it is, I love The Celestine Prophecy. It is not well written. He's not the best writer in the universe. But energetically, it's so profound that it caught on.
Yeah.
So if someone's telling you can't do something, you're not a good writer, you don't know how to do this, you don't have, it's all crap. The reality is, if you are congruent with your gifts and you feel the energy of how it's going to support your customers and you feel that you deserve to be have a fair financial exchange, all of it will show up. And even if the first iteration isn't the best and the most beautiful and the brightest, it doesn't matter. Get it out there. All your ducks don't have to be in a row to get it out there. My first website sucked. My second website was a little better. My website right now is terrible. But I'm changing it now. I have the financial means and the professional help to change it.
Yeah, the thing is to get into movement.
That's right.
That really is it. You know, because your gifts, they want to be, you know, in movement. They want to
That's
be
right.
engaged.
That's right.
And the
That's
more
why
that
you're on the planet.
Exactly. And the more the that planet. You use them, the more that it shows up, and the more that they show up, and the more that they expand, actually.
That's right. That's right.
So, anyway, we could keep going, Jennifer, but we have to move on to your offer. I wanted you to tell us a little bit about the offer that you've got for Conscious Business Telesummit, folks.
I did a four-day workshop in February this year called Healing Life, Healing Business. And the idea was to take these two aspects that are very strong in my life. I'm a very good business person and entrepreneur. I was vice president of strategy, so I was a business strategist for large companies in corporate America, Microsoft, Canon, Pioneer, and so on. And I've also been a healer for many years, and I wrote the book, The Big Book of You. And so I took these two kind of diametrically opposed aspects of my life, and I created this four-day workshop called Healing Life, Healing Business. Now, we recorded this in 30 CDs and 16 DVDs. And there's also a streaming video just for those who can't afford the DVDs. Now, the streaming video, I have to warn you, is not as great quality as the DVDs are good quality. The streaming video is streaming video. It's not the best quality in the world, but you'll get the information, and it will be up indefinitely. What we did was we created a product out of it. It was such a huge success. There were a bunch of people that came. All of them have had tremendous shifts and changes in their business as a result. So the idea was to do kind of what I did today. The first 2 days were about healing the obstacles to your business, healing the obstacles to your gifts. A lot of the stuff we talked about today, we go into more detail, a lot more detail, a lot more processes and meditations and things that occurred through the workshop that allow you to go way, way deep and clear a lot of stuff. The last 2 days are very practical. The last 2 days teach you a little bit about how to do the teleseminar model that I did, how to use social media, how to put together a blog, how to put together all the different elements of the marketing piece, including I also go through my credibility branding system of healing and how to leverage communications to your advantage. And Don Osborne was someone I brought in as a speaker to help me teach the very fundamentals of online marketing. Brilliantly taught, too, by the way. So easy to understand. And we even had a volunteer put together a blog on the spot so we could show you how to do it. So very practical, and yet all the way through we talk about the energy of healing. There's crystal bowl ceremonies, crystal bowls, singing bowls. I think there's a soul song and some toning that I do as well. I do sound vibration healing. So all of that is part of this. There are also several guest speakers, including Dee Wallace. Dee is amazing. Dee Wallace is the She's also a member. Most of these people are also part of my Masterworks Healing membership site. Dee has played the mother in the movie E.T. She's an amazing healer and speaker, and she's one of the speakers. We had Sandra Lemieux, who's an amazing speaker. She talked about the Wheel of Life and how you show up from a personality perspective. Mary Hall walked us through EFT. And then, of course, Don Osborne was an amazing speaker for the more practical online aspects. He teaches for several of the leaders in online marketing. He actually is a facilitator and trainer for them. So what he taught you, most people are paying $2,000 to $3,000 for. And he walks you through it in an elegant, easy way. I was just blown away about how easy it was. So that's a special offer, and it's called Healing Life, Healing Business, and it's three different products, 30 CDs, 16 DVDs, or a streaming video. If you get the CDs, I have to warn you that the visuals will be missing, which is a bit of a problem. And there's all kinds of free gifts that go with it, too. You get the Credibility Branding book, which is a PDF. You get a bunch of free audios as well that were given away at the workshop. And you also get a bunch of links for technology that's off the shelf right now that you can use right now to start your business and support your business.
Wow.
It was really successful.
The healing and the business in a box, basically.
You got
it's everything. Yeah.
You got it.
So, and there's a great offer, too. If folks are interested in that, they can go to consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/healinglife. Again, consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/healinglife. It's also on the webcast if you want to click on that button on the lower right. And there's a special coupon code that's
I'm kind of freaked out that I'm even offering this, I have to tell you, because the products right now are at rock bottom prices. I kind of am looking at what
they're really
right
inexpensive,
now.
Jennifer.
It's really inexpensive to start. And Adela twisted my arm and asked me to give you all an additional $100 off. So the CDs alone are almost at cost for me.
So folks are going to have to grab this quick.
No, just kidding.
Folks are going to have to grab this quick. That's it. Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. This is like a really super generous offer.
So
I know
Adela,
that.
It's Adela, right? A-D-E-L-A, all caps. And here's what's really important. This is a coupon. So you have to actually activate the coupon by clicking the little button. You put it in the little coupon box, and you have to click apply. Now, if it does not show up in the total, it is not applied. So if it does not show up in the total, then it didn't work. So make sure that you put in ADELA as the coupon code, put it in the little box, and click the apply button, and that way you'll make sure you get your $100 off.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And folks, I'll send that information in our post-call email. And there's also a free bonus from Jennifer that it's your Dreams Today Soul Song of 2009 and Healing Workshop audio that I will be sending you folks links for all this stuff later on this week. So there's something to take away, whether you buy the product or not, but I recommend that you check it out. So, thank you. Let me just unmute the line so everyone can say goodbye. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you. That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.